The public relations officer of the Ghana School Feeding Programs, Siba Alpha, has confirmed plans to take the school feeding program away from well-endowed communities to poor communities. He noted that poverty, food and literacy levels of a community will be the yardstick to measure them. Mr. Siba said the move will help expand the program in poor rural communities rather than affluent communities. He, however, added that the program will not be taken entirely from communities that are not impoverished and therefore do not have to be on the program. Mr. Siba said this in an interview with Abraham Asari on Behind the News.
The program is a poor program. We look at the poverty incidence of the community, and we also look at the food vulnerability as well and the literacy levels. And so if a community is well endowed, meaning to some extent these things are okay. But if communities don't have this, that means they are less endowed. So obviously we would like them to have the feeding program instead of sending it to affluent communities that are well endowed to benefit from the program.
Within the well endowed schools are also very poor parents. How do you take care of those ones?
First of all, we have to also understand that there's no way that all of us can be the same. Obviously, even in the more endowed schools, you obviously find some pockets of poverty there, so people cannot maybe afford to feed. But we're talking about the majority here, where the poverty is rife, where the illiteracy is very widespread. Even in the urban areas, we have urban poverty. So we're not saying that we are taking schools entirely from all the urban areas, and in the rural areas, but we are taking from communities that are not impoverished, that are well endowed, that are affluent, and therefore should not enjoy the feeding program.
Why don't you rather expand the program?
These are all the issues that we are grappling with in terms of getting the expansion to go on. We are trying to authenticate the enrollment figures of the schools, because one of the objectives of the program is to increase enrollment, attendance and retention. So before we embark on the enrollment, we have to know exactly how many pupils are benefiting from the program.
The public relations officer of the Ghana School Feeding Program, Siba Alpha, talking to Abraham Asari.